When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Did we quick pitch Rob there? Was that a short break?
The advocates,
and then we quick pitched him a little bit there.
I don't know
if he was ready for the pitch clock. I don't know if I put that one on him. Like a lot of times,
it did seem like it came quick.
That did. I'm not gonna.
Yeah, what's going on?
I'm not putting that one on you.
I don't know, man. Yeah. I had to go
to the blue tent after screwing up that advocate's ad.
It seemed quick. Well, you know,
they checked me out, but I'm okay.
You pee every 7 seconds.
Yeah, it was a long pee.
Boy, did I tell you, I had a Rob experience this weekend.
Nice.
When I was in Mexico City, did you know, so Denver's like what, 5,200 feet?
Isachi.
Yeah. Mexico City's 8,500 feet.
I didn't know it was that high.
It's ridiculous.
I knew it was up there, but.
And apparently when your altitude can affect, you have to pee more, it can really put some pressure on the old kidneys in the body. I owe you an apology. I have never known what it's like to be Isaac Rop and have the world's smallest bladder. It is alarming. I was embarrassed at how often I had to pee. It became a running theme of the weekend. And I was like, I had at some point, is this what Rob deals with every day? And if so, I feel sorry for you.
It's only 7,349 feet.
Oh, I thought it was 8,500.
Yeah, 7,349.
So 2,000 feet higher than Denver.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Yeah, it was a lot.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
All right, well, it's October 1, 2024. It's time now for In the News. I'm your noted newsman. Hello, thank you. We have moved on to October. So we have baseball. Our team's, my team won and Sook's team winning.
8-4 right now in the seventh.
Dusty's team lost, which is great. Buckley's team isn't even in it, which is even greater. No offense. Well, I mean, yeah.
Offense taken, but okay.
It should be.
Hard feelings.
In the news, brought to you by, look at that. Yeah. Brought to you by the Advocates, injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com. Today is International Raccoon Appreciation Day.
Is it really? God, I love the raccoon. Live in the backyard and still can't befriend them thanks to my stupid dog.
It is also CD Player Day. CD Player Day. CD Player Day.
Does anyone
CD Lamb Day
still have a CD player? I don't even have one in my car.
My Subaru has a CD player.
Does it?
Yep.
Do you play CDs?
No, I use the slot to hold the little cell phone mounter thing.
Oh, yeah. Wait, it has a CD that goes into it?
No, they make a cell phone mount that if you have a useless CD player, you can just use that as like the anchor for your mount. So that's what I do.
Oh.
Yeah, neither one of my cars has a CD.
Innovative.
I guess my PlayStation, I could, right? I think my PlayStation I could play.
You could play a CD there, probably.
I could put a CD in. Other than that, I do not have the ability to play one, and I believe when I moved down to back to Vancouver all those years ago, I think I threw away all my CDs. I think I just dumped them in the trash.
Yeah. If you came to my house with the CDs, we would not be able to listen to them.
No. Do you still have them?
CDs?
Yeah.
No.
Because I had like the big, you know, the big folder.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah,
I don't know what I did with it.
When I was moving, it was one of those where I was like, I can't throw these away. And then I had the thought of, why not?
What else am I going to do with them?
Yeah.
Use them as coasters?
Well, I was like, do you donate them? And I was like, no, I threw them in the trash and it was like, yeah, let's just be done.
At some point, we tried to sell them at a garage sale for like a dollar each. And then when that didn't work, we just tossed them.
Yeah. I'm not having a garage sale. That's right out. So just in the trash.
Okay, well, downtown Portland seems to be rebounding.
Yeah.
According to the latest numbers.
Well, and as someone that frequents into our lovely downtown at various bars and restaurants and whatnot, I would say that I think there's a big change.
Well, that's very scientific of you, but I have some actual numbers here.
Well, thank you, because I do love when you get those reports and someone's like, well, my brother was on the ground in North Carolina, and he didn't see one federal agency truck down there. Therefore, no, the feds are doing nothing. It's that sort of anecdotal evidence that I'm giving you in Portland.
Well, we went to the coast this weekend, and my wife saw two cops.
Yeah.
And she's like, man, they're everywhere now. I'm like, no, they're not. You saw two of them. It's kind of random.
I do love those sorts of
things. Then she hit me.
That sounds about right. And did you call the cops?
She backhanded me. Yeah.
That's abuse.
Foot traffic. Foot traffic in downtown Portland, they say, is at its highest since 2020, since COVID.
Nice.
How about that? And hotel occupancy this summer was at 70%.
Okay.
Which is not great.
But it's not terrible.
But it's not terrible. It's up. And then restaurant reservations, they said, downtown up 30%. Over last year.
I have noticed just in my comings and goings,
You
can definitely tell in non-scientific way that the area is getting cleaner, you see less tents, and definitely more people out and about. There's several times I've been down on the waterfront, like on a weekend, and honestly, you look around and it feels like it was 10 years ago. Bunch of families out, sunny days, cruising around, so a lot of progress being made.
Salt and Straw has released their Halloween flavors.
Mm. Booberry?
No, it's not on the list. Blackberry tamales. How about that?
Really?
Yeah.
Blackberry tamales.
Like the savory food tamales or like hot tamales like the candy?
No, I think like the savory food tamales.
Huh.
But I don't.
Tamale ice cream, huh?
Well, you know Salt and Straw.
I do, but even that.
Seems a bit odd, but hey. I've learned to not poo-poo any of their flavors because some of them that you don't think are good turn out to be delightful.
Yeah, well, they had a fried chicken one that wasn't too bad.
Again, people are like, oh, that's so gross. No, it's not. You know why? Because it's ice cream.
Yes.
Ice cream's delicious.
It does work.
The Great Candy Copia Jack-O-Lantern Pumpkin Bread.
Oh, okay.
We have Essence of Ghost.
It's Essence of Ghost.
What's in that? Does it say?
Let's find out. We also have Creepy Crawly Critters.
Yeah, I'm gonna need more.
Let's take a look here.
More information. You know, I like where we're going with it.
Bright white. Okay, so this is Essence of Ghost here.
Mm-hmm.
Bright white sherbet infused with scotch and Mexican vanilla.
How do I get a hold of that?
Refreshing, funky, and peaty.
Whoa.
Dude,
that sounds weird.
And amazing.
Like where we're going. Which one was that? That was the...
That's called the Essence of Ghost.
The Essence of Ghost. Right. You know what that is? That's what? That's what? Shocker, I like the what.
What? Caitlin Clark is white.
Oh, you're looking at the other flavor?
Yeah, hold on. All
right.
Shut up.
I'll just say
Halloween, let's see, the Creepy Crawly Critters... Sweet green matcha ice cream.
I'm out.
Crunchy chocolate toffee brittle mealworms.
Can I say it's a bold statement? I hate matcha.
There's a texture thing with matcha that I'm not a huge fan of. It's
don't
kind of chalky.
Like it. Everyone in my family, the Asians love the matcha. I got to deal with a lot of matcha at my house. Matcha and red bean. I get that a billion people like it.
I do not get the red bean thing at all.
Get the hell out of here. Nothing I hate worse than when someone in my family makes a delicious looking dessert and I'm all excited about it. And they're like, oh, you won't like it. And it's red bean or matcha. And I'm like, son of a... Duh! Why? What are we doing? Neither one of those is a dessert flavor. Get it out of here.
All right. It's big news there. Well, coming up next, I will confirm what we all know to be true. And that is that Oregon has some of the worst drivers in the country.
Oh, yeah. I can see that.
It's true.
Yeah.
And it's about time we all admit it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And look, when I'm down there, I could be part of the problem.
No, I know you can. That next on The Fan. Freaking punch it, bitch!
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
All right, welcome back. This is In the News for October 1. Or is it Hawktober? 2024. Yes, look, we all know it's true. Oregonians are some of the worst drivers in the country.
Well, can we be honest that not all of us are great drivers? Like, that's another one. Like, we have, especially as men, there's two things that men struggle with. Well, a lot, but...
Just two, huh?
Just two. But two things that especially, like, we get all, like... Like, we all pretend that we can, like, make great barbecue. Like, oh, I'm a master of the grill. I'll say this right now. I'm very average on the grill. And I'm not a terrible driver, but I'm not a great driver. At least twice a day, I do something in a car that I think I don't want to be doing that. And I'm sorry that I just did that to you. Like, it's okay to admit. Not all of us are Mario Andretti. And so I don't think I'm one of the terrible ones, but, you know, I'm probably contributing a little bit of this to the Oregon drivers.
Yeah, I do think you've hit on something where if you... Like, give me something else that we all do where people will admit less that they're not very good at it than driving. Like, everybody thinks they're fine at it.
Yeah.
And the reality is, they're not.
It's all varying degrees. No, hey, C's get degrees. I'm not a D driver, but I'm not an A1. I'm probably somewhere in the C+ to B minus.
But people don't admit that.
No.
Like, they just, this is the number one thing everybody thinks they're better at than they are.
Hill to die on. I'm a master out there.
I'm not part of the problem.
It's everyone else.
It offends people.
Yeah.
It's like a strike to their pride.
Yeah,
but it's just like, they're just so blissfully unaware. Now, in Oregon, it feels like, one, everybody's high all the time. So that's part of it.
That's possible.
You have old hippie Subaru lady who's thinking about world peace.
And you're blowing it because you can't stay off the wheel.
And man, does she drive slow.
About 8 months ago, I was rear-ended at a stoplight by an old lady in a Subaru. And her comment to me when I got out of the car was, Well, I saw some other cars going. The other car is, by the way, coming the other way. So I assumed that we could go too. You know, sometimes the other side gets a green light before we do, ma'am. Ran right into me. It's a nice Subaru, though. Nice dusty maroon color. Thanks.
So it's just, it's a thing here. And let's, you know, let's not get defensive about it. Yeah. Let's try to get better at it. I do think that, I would say that with more snow over the past 4 or 5 years.
It makes it a little worse.
No, I just think that people are starting to learn how to better drive in the snow because they're getting more opportunities to do that.
I see that.
But a new study released October 21 by Forbes Advisor says that Oregonians are some of the worst drivers in the United States. Actually, Hawaii ranked number one for worst. They were high for driving under the influence, speeding, and texting while driving.
Okay.
Oregon ranked second for the worst driving behaviors. We were worst for running red lights, refusing to yield to other drivers, and speeding in school zones. The refusing to yield to other drivers is definitely a thing here, and boy, do I not get it.
Yeah.
I don't know what that is, but it's just...
You won't cook on my grill. Screw you!
My God.
Yeah.
Traffic flows better if we all just let other people in.
You know what? I'm going to cook on your grill.
I don't get it. I just...
You would think that we'd maybe a little more laid back, but we are...
We're not. We're passive-aggressive as hell.
Yes, we will... that happens all the time.
Interesting thought here from the YouTube chat. The person says, I always hear about where all the drivers are crappy, but I never hear about where the good drivers are. I'm convinced good drivers don't even exist.
Well, okay...
Do we have good drivers?
Yeah, I mean, look, there are bad drivers everywhere. There's no doubt about that. But it's much like fan bases in sports. You just get a collective reputation. And that doesn't mean that they're all bad and they're all good or they're all... It's just a collective, like, kind of feel about... Like California, for example. Well, not all of California, but, you know, Southern California. They speed like it's like a freaking Mario Andretti race down there.
Well, and it's interesting.
And it's not everyone, but... No. Freaking punch it, bitch!
LA's got some of this. If you've ever driven in foreign countries have the best, worst drivers in the world. Because if you've ever driven in any like Latin American country, there's no rules to the road.
A lot of Asian countries, too.
Asian countries, yeah. Get in a traffic circle in like South Korea or Japan sometimes. There's like 9,000 cars on it, and like half of them are scooters, and the guy's got like 9 chickens on the back of it. And he'll cut off a bus because he doesn't give an F. And so it's like terrifying, but they make it work and their drivers are calm and they don't care. And so while it's terrible, they find a way to make it work. I feel like sometimes we have so many rules and regulations that we never really learn to drive in hostile environments unless you grow up in like in LA and New York, because that's combat driving. And it may be aggressive, it may be too much for people, but I feel like that is better than our passive aggressive kind of Portland crap that we deal with.
I do get that, and I think that's right. At the same time, why can't people follow our basic rules? Like,
Rob, we can't. We have way too much John Wayne in our blood. We get way too cowboyed up. Rules? Nah, man. We ain't following rules.
I mean,
F that.
It's just, we're all in this together, guys.
No, we're not.
Let's get out there and move some traffic along.
That's...
Get your head out of your ass.
If there's one thing we've learned over the past few years is we
how
don't
far
do
up your ass is your head? New Mexico, Wyoming, and Alaska round out the top 5 states with the worst drivers.
We know who the best drivers are, though.
So the other side, I was going to look that up. The other side, let's see, best drivers. Yeah.
Let's be interested to see where that, where that comes in. Right here we got Michigan, New York, Nevada, Mississippi, Jersey.
Say that again. Michigan.
Michigan, number one.
Yes.
New York, 2.
Oh.
Nevada.
Nevada, okay.
Mississippi.
Okay.
And Jersey.
And does it say why?
This is autoinsurance.org, so my guess is, again, tickets and insurance rates and all that. So
yeah, the one I'm looking at doesn't rank all 50. Mm-hmm. It just talks... Oh, yeah, it does. Hold on, let me click over.
To round out the top 10, Kentucky, Louisiana, West Virginia, Florida, Arkansas. Though, to be fair, West Virginia, there's nothing to hit anyway, so...
Okay, so this list is entirely different, but it has, by the same metrics that they're testing for Hawaii and Oregon being the top 2 worst drivers, they're saying that the best drivers are in Tennessee and Ohio. by these metrics. And it's different speeding to catch up to yellow lights. Sure. It's texting while driving. It's eating while driving. It's speeding 10 miles an hour more over the speed limit, and so on and so forth. Yeah. But Tennessee, Ohio, Pennsylvania, and Florida are the best.
Okay. That's some Midwest love in there, down in Florida. Hey. A bunch of olds handling their business down there. Way to go, Florida. These guys, when I was in Morocco, I took out a lot of cabs, and every time I get into one, take out a life insurance policy. Exactly. I just got back from Mexico City. I have never seen traffic like that in my life. Ever. Worst traffic ever seen.
Yeah.
23 million people, and no one gave an F.
No, there really aren't any rules.
No.
They just kind of go where they want to.
Thunderdome.
And that, and it just how, somehow it kind of works.
Yeah, I didn't see a single wreck. Every Uber ride I took.
Maybe
I,
we should try that.
I thought to myself, well, here's a wreck coming, and it never happened.
Like
I,
decriminalizing drugs? Just no more traffic
no
laws.
No more traffic
Let's
laws.
Go.
I
just
couldn't figure it out.
If we elected you mayor, would that be on your platform? I would not put that on my platform, but...
It works down there.
Well...
I don't know.
Would that be on your platform?
No. No.
Yes or no?
We can't handle
it. No, it will not.
We can't handle that freedom.
I don't think we can either. I think it would get way
worse.
We
say we're the land of freedom, but we can't handle that much.
America, yeah!
I think so many people would just start crying.
Yes, it wouldn't.
And they wouldn't be able to get where they needed to go.
Wouldn't work.
We thin the herd. The timid get cut. Sorry.
Take TriMet, bitch.
Well, that's what some people have to do.
Yeah. There was a new... we'll have to get to it tomorrow, but there was a new survey on if locals feel safe on TriMet.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Recently?
Yeah, the answer is no.
Yeah, the answer is an overwhelming no.
Yeah, it's a no.
But, hey, look, if you can't keep up with the drivers, save some money, take TriMet.
Yeah.
But you might get shivved. But you don't have to deal with Big Sook
in
his big truck with the American flag on the back.
My little electric vehicle, thank you very much.
It's time for High Stakes.
Hey.
What happened?
I'm saving the world over.
Those are misfires right next to...
Yeah, flags! So, hey, only one of us here doesn't drive an SUV, looking right at you two sons of bitches. Yeah. Who had that? Two gas guzzling SUVs.
Hey.
Me over here saving the planet.
I'm American, okay? Soy boy.
America,
Soviet
yeah! So Nancy boy driving my electrics.
That's your In the News for October 1, 2024. Coming up next, we got the Hot 5 at 5 out of college football news and notes today, and the Major League Baseball postseason is underway on The Fan.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some from my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.